Control, Andrei Svechnikov didn't clear. Forsling in front of shot, he scores! Gus Forsling, 1 minute, 17 seconds in. It's 1-0 Panthers. They cash in off the Carolina turnover.
That was a good night moment right off the bat. Forsling, Tkachuk, Bennett a couple of goals, Barkov. And oh, by the way, Carolina was really good against power plays. Remember that? Giving up just two throughout the playoffs. Now they've given up four power play goals in two games. The Panthers looking just sharp. Tkachuk, after the game, said it's one of the best first periods he can remember of them doing everything right. And by the way, Big Bob will get a great save, had a great save last night, and they take it right back down the other end and score a goal and make it 3-0. It was just... they just get after you, man. It's fun to watch. And last night, you know, we've been talking about it's kind of been everybody. Last night was, listen, obviously they played great as a group, but Forsling and Tkachuk, Bennett, Barkov, Verhaeghe, Big Bob, you're talking about Sam Reinhart, who got hurt, and hopefully we're going to get good news on him today, because we'd sure like to have him, if not for the rest of this series, at least ready for the next round. Once you take care of business for these next two games, Saturday and Monday at Amaranth Bank. We like to call it Jerry's House, because since Amaranth Bank put their name on that building, I don't know if anybody's ever put their name on a building and right off the bat they go Stanley Cup on their way to a third Stanley Cup. You can't make that up. All right. We got a lot of that, and so the coaches have talked, and Omar.
Our friend Mike Cugno joining us here on this Friday on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. By the way, before we talk to Cugno, you know, we had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. You get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm. Enjoy fine spirits. You get a catered dinner, an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack. And it's an event that apparently sells out in minutes every year. But we have a pair to give away because Drew Estate was one of the sponsors of Whiskey Stars and Cigars. So if you want to enter to win that contest, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. Mike Cugno, sports anchor, reporter for CBS4 in Miami, nationally, CBS Sports HQ. So I was saying to Solana, like, the Panthers, you're falling in love with a team. This happens every now and then in fandom. It happened with the Big Three, I think. But is there any part of this team, is there any facet that you don't love? Like, I don't know if I'm prisoner of the moment. I can't find a single facet of this Panthers team that I'm not madly in love with. I love the front office, the coaching staff, the roster, the way they handle their business, the way that they're badasses but not dirty. I just love the way they've embraced Brad Marchand and the way that he seemingly has embraced Florida. Is there anything about this team that you can nitpick?
No, two things. And even go back to the celebration last year, the way they celebrated with literally people in the street, like Matthew Tkachuk jumping into the water, them crossing like Las Olas with the cup in their hand, standing at like crosswalks. Like, it's incredible, like, how much I think they really had become part of the community. But just, I think, enjoy the run, enjoy the era. Because one of my favorite stats about this Panthers team is the top five playoff goal scorers in franchise history are all on the roster right now. So that's how much much history this team has for this franchise, for this organization. This is obviously the best era of Panthers hockey, but it's hard to find something you don't like about them, right?
That's kind of rare, isn't it? Because I was saying,
right. Just enjoy it.
If you think about the Big Three era with the Heat, I think now maybe we're doing revisionist history because it's been a while and, you know, the main characters have gone on to do whatever. But I kind of feel like there are things even during the Big Three era that maybe were annoying or we didn't fully embrace. But I feel like with the Panthers, it's just like the complete package. If you had to chisel the way you wanted your franchise in any sport to be run and perform and deliver and whatever, I don't know if you could do any better than this.
No, and think about this. In that big three era, it was the kind of that us against the world mentality because everyone hated Miami for the way they came together. You can't really hate the Panthers for the way they came together. They just did it so naturally or organically. But it's getting to the point where everyone starts to hate the Panthers because of how they win, because no one's team plays such a tough way and then also has like the offensive firepower to back it up. This is like, if you're like, people will hate the Panthers who are not in South Florida because they wish their team was built like this. Cause this to me is what a hockey team that wins consistently is supposed to look like. You got basically a healthy balance of everything, even down to the goaltending.
Can you name a single thing other than maybe Sam Reinhart getting injured? We'll take injuries aside. Mm-hmm. Can you name a single thing that's gone wrong in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That's gone wrong. No. I mean,
it's
kind of played out the way you hoped. I mean, they had four goals at one point last night when the Canes had seven shots. Like, you've got to feel bad for Hurricane fans at this point. They could end up being 0 for their last 16. Eastern Conference final games, which is hard to do. I mean, do you think you'd fall backwards into a win at some point?
Hawk, I know Cuno's real answer about what he doesn't like. One thing he doesn't like about this Florida Panthers team, the food in the press box isn't healthy enough. I think that's the only thing that that Cuno's taken issue with.
No. You know what it would be? Do you know where they went on their day off? You know where the Panthers went on their day off in Raleigh?
Don't tell me.
Dairy Queen.
Oh no!
Wow.
See, you hate ice cream.
Now they're feeling themselves. Pack it in. It's not going to work. No repeat. What are they doing?
Did you see that? They went to Dairy Queen. Brad Marchand kind of got the guys together, and some Carolina Hurricanes fan in her Hurricanes jersey took a picture with the Panthers at Dairy Queen in Raleigh.
Put a gallon of ice cream on Sam Reinhart's knee, please. While you're there, at least do something good.
So
when's the last time you've been to Dairy Queen?
You know what? When we first moved into this house, we had like no food here. And my wife and I, there's a drive through Dairy Queen near our home here in Miami. And so we would drive through there until we saw a rat in the drive through. And we were like, you know what? We're just going to call it.
But were you getting ice cream anymore? Were you getting ice cream? Or
yeah.
Were you getting like,
yeah,
food?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were kind of celebrating. That was our first house and all that. So
how long ago was that?
5-6 years ago.
When's the last time you've had ice cream? Don't tell me some of this nonsense, nice cream or whatever,
no.
Eat and replace or froyo. Give me ice cream, real ice cream.
Does gelato count?
Yeah, I'll give you gelato. That's nice and creamy.
Okay, I had gelato last week, and it's really just finishing what my daughter doesn't eat. That's like half of parenting, which they don't tell you, is you're probably going to eat all the food that they don't eat and leave on the table. Yeah,
that is true.
You have Yasso bars in your fridge, though, right now, right?
100%.
I don't know what a Yasso bar is.
You're lying. If we told you, because he's on video right now, if we told you to go show us your freezer, I guarantee you have Yasso bars 100%. In your freezer.
Yeah,
It's a lot of... chicken nuggets for the kiddo, frozen vegetables, frozen fruit, and just all the whatever meat you can ask for, like steaks, chicken, fish, ground beef. That's it. We can do this if you want.
Well,
not great
you'd
radio.
You'd have to tell Jen to go
media.
Quickly hide the Yasso bar.
Honestly, Jenny, hide the ice cream.
Honestly, Hawk, we may have just stumbled into a new game show where, I mean, we do drive-through radio, but just, hey, jump on video and show us your refrigerator.
No, but first we guess what's going to be in there.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the game show part. We guess what's going to be in there. Like, what would surprise us?
MTV Cribs.
Not stuff for the kids. What would although I guess, like,
if you just move the human head out of the way, it's all pretty normal.
That's how the radio game show ends. Force someone to open a fridge and there's a severed human head in there.
Right.
Well, like what well, you have like
that's gonna make the Barry Jackson media column.
Do you have like drinkable Twix drink? Like there's these weird drinkable
Starbucks,
drinks.
The Starbucks have. Twix.
But like literally drink. Like liquid Twix drinks you can buy in the dairy section or like you maybe like what would surprise
us have
in the fridge?
Nothing. We like the yogurt pouches that you can drink, but that's only because of the baby. You know, that's.
Hawk, doesn't Cuño strike you as the guy that every now and then would just eat baby food? Like, he's just like, this is low calorie.
There are weird adults who are like, I used to know girls in college, and they would go, oh, yeah, baby food. It's all healthy because it's all vitamins and it's low calorie and stuff. Yeah, I could absolutely see Cuño traveling with like a couple jars of Gerber so that, you know, he has a healthy snack.
Listen, the Gerber jars, the mango one, is the best. Oh, but having a kid, man, you always have snacks on you. Like there is never a moment where you don't have snacks on you. Like just sitting around your car, you can never go hungry if you have a toddler.
Yeah, I remember it. It was like if I ever went on Let's Make a Deal back when my kid was young, and they go, show me 7 Cheerios. I had 7 Cheerios on me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I didn't go anywhere without Cheerios in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's how you know someone's a parent of a youngster. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow night at the Ameren Bank Arena? And the only reason I say that maybe it gets tempered a little bit is this is how it started against Tampa, kind of, with a 2-0 lead, and then it came back and it wasn't as great. I wonder if it's going to be like, do you think Saturday and Monday are going to feel like a coronation from the home crowd for the Panthers?
Yeah. What I think it's a combo of, it'll be electric just because they're back home. It's been 3 games since we've seen them back in Sunrise. But not only that is I don't think they want to have a letdown game at any point. Cause now they have a chance to get some extra rest, especially if Dallas and Edmonton, which it looks like it could be a really interesting series. If they can get the extra rest, man, you got to fight for it because you don't know. We don't know what's going on with Reinhardt. If you can get that extra week, and you know the finals typically take a couple extra days to start. This team hasn't had a rest really because of the Toronto series. To me, games 3 and 4 in the building. I know the building will be great, but I think the players will match that intensity just because there is a reward to sweeping the Hurricanes, and it's not just moving on. It's getting some time to heal some bumps and bruises.
Yeah, and it's a chance to just put an emphatic end on what they did to them in their home ice for the first couple of games, which I said to Solana earlier. I mean, you literally, there was not a single moment in 60 minutes on the ice that Carolina Hurricanes fans last night could cheer. They could cheer pregame because they're excited. Once the game started, there was not a single moment. That's hard to do to a road crowd 2 games in a row.
And I'm curious what the butterfly effect will eventually be with this Panthers team. Let's say they do end up sweeping Carolina. But either way, if Carolina doesn't win this series, they're now 0 for the last 3 Eastern Conference finals. What it does to Tampa, what it's done to the Maple Leafs, because we know they're talking about blowing it up, and what this effect now has on Carolina's organization – You're looking at almost like a standard setter in this Panthers franchise, and you wonder how much the East will change as everyone tries to catch up with them, because these were good teams. A lot of people thought the Leafs would win the East, and then obviously what happened, and Carolina, same thing. So you wonder if there's any kind of residual effects after this playoff run.
Is there any team on the West of Edmonton and Dallas? Which one of those, I guess, not scares? Nobody should scare the Panthers, but which is the worst matchup, do you think?
I will go with Edmonton just because in terms of scoring, I think they can certainly catch up. But Dallas is right there. It's not like they don't have the firepower. You got like multiple guys on that Dallas bench that had hat tricks this postseason. It's not like they're lacking in any firepower. But I just think it's the almost maybe the mental game of knowing that this Edmonton team really pushed you to a point that you hadn't seen in a little bit, and winning three straight against you. So I'm curious what that mental game might look like playing against them again in the finals.
Will Manto said he might quit if he has to travel back and forth to Edmonton again. Do you feel the same way?
He better not, because, you know, Will's my guy on the road. He keeps me sane sometimes, you know, like we're sitting in airports. At least
will
I'm
you be going?
Alone.
You'll be doing if they go to the Stanley Cup final, you'll be going to all the road games.
Yeah, but I'm with him, man. I'd much prefer Dallas. Like, let's just do the 2.5 hour flight, whatever that is. I don't know if I could do crossing the border against tough, man, especially with the way Fort Lauderdale likes to have storms during the summer. They have a once in a thousand year, you know, downpour every year now. So, you know, sitting on 20 hours wasn't fun.
What if I told you can guarantee it'll be Dallas against Florida in the Stanley Cup final, but you have to eat ice cream sandwiches every meal for 1 week?
Load them up.
You do it. You do it.
Put them on my plate. I am probably more scared of Ottinger and net, but yeah, let's do it. Make it a pyramid now.
There you go.
I'll go through.
Let's try. Let's see what happens. Let's have you eat ice cream sandwiches for the next week and see if it works.
All right. No, but we'll wait. Let's just wait till we get
there. I can't guarantee it'll work, but let's give it a shot.
No need. Because if I start eating them and the Panthers start losing, you're going to blame me for eating them.
Go enjoy your family. No. Looks like you have a nice little Friday afternoon there at the Cuno household.
Don't make me. This is me enjoying my Friday.
Go enjoy your family and your go-gurts. See you, Cuno.
Zucchini muffins on Monday.
Oh my God. The worst. The absolute worst. We'll be at the arena Monday. Bring zucchini muffins. We will be there. We're doing the show at the arena on Monday. So bring zucchini muffins. All right.
I got you. Nothing better.
I think I just said muffins.
Yeah.
All right.
Bring the muffins.
Everybody have a great weekend. See you, Cuno.
Let's get to the action from last night. The Panthers, they beat down on the Carolina Hurricanes, as it was said. Gustav Forsling. You got this call from Doug Plagans last night, Brittany. Gustav Forsling got the scoring going to put the Cats up 1-0. Here was the call last night on WQAM.
Carolina Hurricanes control. Andrei Svechnikov didn't clear. Forsling in front of shot. He scores! Gus Forsling, 1 minute, 17 seconds in. It's 1-0 Panthers. They cash in off the Carolina turnover.
Wow. And then I think Carolina knew immediately they were in for one. And one of the reasons was, Leroy, because, you know, we talked to Brian Boucher yesterday because he said Matthew Tkachuk, he doesn't think he's looked 100%. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He looked pretty fantastic last night.
Yep.
Because Chucky was all over the place. And he was, man, when Svechnikov, when he got goaded into to punching Tkachuk in the head, I'm like, he's playing him like a fiddle. Like, he's in full menace mode on the Carolina Hurricanes, because he's not only scoring for the Panthers, but he's like, he's just being an irritant. And when Tkachuk's got you in that mode, he's got you. Like, it's just, you should control yourself, but you can't because you're Svechnikov and you're a dirty rat. So you have to hit Tkachuk in the back of the head, putting your team in a bad spot. But here was Matthew Tkachuk's first goal of the game, or his only goal of the game, but his first point of the second point of the game. And this put the Cats up 2-0 off the Verhage around the goal. Boom. Here's Tkachuk.
Takeaway for Walker. He'll give to the near side into the corner where Bennett blasts Svechnikov up the near side. Mikula holds the puck in. Now behind the net, then Verhage thinks about a wraparound on it for bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhage took it to the front of the net. 8:19 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Panthers, and that may have gone off something out in front. I believe that something was Matthew Tkachuk.
Certainly was. We call that right place, right time.
Carter, I was just getting ready to say that. Why does it always seem like the team that has a lot of success always is right place, right time?
Yep. Well, Carter Verhage would be the catalyst of a lot of goals last night. Swaggy was on point, and a lot of people were there to pick up his loose change. And that happened on the power play. As we said, Carter Verhage, Matthew Tkachuk, an irritant. And this led to the Cats. Now, this was probably the moment of the game. Bob just put together, Leroy, his third shutout of the playoffs, which is a Panthers record. Most shutouts in a playoff run. Not a ton of action for him because, I mean, they turned the water off the Hurricanes last night. But I will say, save of the night was shorthanded goal or shorthanded opportunity for the Carolina Hurricanes when the Cats go on the power play. And I know you love that when the Cats give up shorties. And Bob stoned them. Flip it on the other end. Carter Verhaeghe with the blast. And by order of the Peaky Blinders, Sam Bennett was there to deflect it in.
Verhaeghe for Rodriguez on the right wing. Has Marchand cutting the net. Rodriguez a shot. It's blocked. And back behind the net. Martinook is there. That one may have gotten Sean Walker somewhere where there's some discomfort right now. Verhaeghe is shot. That's blocked again. This time by Martinook. A shot and they score. And it's Carter Verhaeghe. Picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal. And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
Yeah, it looked by first sight like Verhaeghe got his goal, but it actually was off Sam Bennett. So upon further review, Benny gets his first goal of the night. It's 3-0. They're a broken team. They're
it's quiet.
It's just their crowd is stunned. They're about to go to their 14th straight Eastern Conference final loss. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean that's a banana stat to go there, and you're just like, we don't win when we get to this round. It's hopeless. But the bad part is this dirty, disgusting Aho, who to do this, you know, Sebastian Aho to Little Finland is a crime I will not accept, because this Aho takes a dirty hit right to Reinhardt's knees, and Reinhardt has to leave for the game. And it didn't look good, and I don't like it. And this is now two games in a row where these rat finks in Carolina have been getting their faces beat in. It was Svechnikov doing it to Bobrovsky the last game, and now you got them trying to take out Rhino with these sideways hits, backs conveniently right into his knee. And now I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with our sweet Rhino, dude.
Yeah, he looked like he was hurt.
That was not good.
And it's hard to tell on skates, right? You don't really limp on skates. You just kind of glide.
I am furious, and I want repercussions for this. Because
sweep is good.
Because you want to know something, you guys couldn't do it on the level, okay? And now you're taking out our leading goal scorer on the season, our Stanley Cup final hero from last year, and I won't have it. Yes, the Cats have the depth. I understand. Everybody here is like, oh, could the Cats make up? It's a very greedy thing to say, where you're like, oh, we don't need Reinhardt. Blah, 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 blah. No. We know what they tried to do. Disgusting behavior from them. If we're going to sit here for weeks on end with a whodunit because of the Maple Leafs and what they did with Stolarz, we just saw what happened with this guy. A clear attempt to take him out. Ridiculous. And this guy's done it before, by the way. Receipts started coming up. They're like, oh, he's not a dirty player. Oh, really? Then why did he do the same thing to the Rangers a year ago? Is he just, oopsie daisy, I go at people's knees? Hit up top, but you don't get the stones for it. Meek. Not happy about it, as you can tell. Anyway, that dirty rat thought that he had a goal at the start of the second period. It was waved off offsides. And Rob Brind'Amour at that point looked like he had seen a ghost, because he thought that his team was going to be back into it 3-1. And Paul Maurice says, hold it! I call a review! That's exactly how Paul Maurice did it. He called upon a review just like that, wagging the finger in the air. And
he didn't do it like, you know, you got to use the Paul Maurice voice. Hey, Ted, I'd like to review that.
They they went out there. They took it back because I think it was off Burns' stick. Ergo, making it offsides. Shut out intact. And at that point, you know, all hope was probably lost for the Carolina Hurricanes for a comeback. The Panthers would then go about it in the second period. Another goal late, final minute of the second period. Carter Verhaeghe yet again on the wraparound. This one rebounds. Sam Bennett there to put it home. Puts the Cats up 4-0.
Bennett backs out to the line. Ekblad straight on at the blue line. Has it. Ekblad patiently. Long shot. Tipped wide by Verhaeghe. Back behind the net. Verhaeghe rips it in front. Jammed it. And they score. And it's Sam Bennett crashing the net. And the Panthers take a 4-0 lead with 39 seconds to play here in the second. What a shift. And the Panthers are rewarded with a 4-goal lead.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear the booing in that call or not, but they were quite angry.
They were quite angry
in the background. Also, not to be lost, that at one point, and this may be the most humiliating chant I've ever heard in my life, but at one point they literally were shouting at their team to shoot the puck.
Shoot it.
Shoot the puck. Shoot the puck. I was like, that is unbelievably humiliating.
There was really nowhere to shoot it. Because there were Panthers all over the place. Can I just say, Is it me or is Seth Jones always on the ice?
Yeah, he is always on the ice. He's like always the leader in minutes on the ice. And
like by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's gone down a little bit since Ekblad's come back, thankfully, because now they have even more depth on their defensive line, which all they do is every one of their defenders has a goal.
Right.
Every one of them. Every 18 guys now, after Gus scores yesterday, 18 Panthers have scored, and they've all gotten in on the action. And Gus Forsling, who actually caused all of them, because Gus Forsling basically started them ruining their night with scoring a goal, and then Gus Forsling on that breakaway, skittish, gets them to mess up their opportunity to get on the board, and that's what caused the crowd to go shoot the puck. Because Forsling was just, he's everywhere. And these defenders, I mean, Leroy, it's like they just swarmed these guys. No. They got nothing clean to look at.
Nothing. And they pass it around and they go side to side, which usually creates a little space. And the Panthers just don't give them anything.
Nico Mikkola, by the way, did you see that hit that he laid on Jarvis? Dude, the polar bear. He took that dude clean off the ice, and then he started trying to skate, and he looked like a baby deer trying to walk.
He's like, oh yeah, when he had he did
he's like I'm gonna try to keep it going, guys. He goes, are you sure that giant condor?
And
just
then he just
you.
Fell right.
He just fell. He's like, No, I think I'm good. You don't look so good. He was like a fighter after they get knocked out. And you're like, you sure you want to continue? Yeah. Brutal. Final goal of the night came from a blast from Aaron Ekblad. And then who was there to deflect it in but our captain, Alexander Barkov, to make it 5-0 Cats.
Kachuk, he'll try and flip it out front. Pass deflects away. Rodriguez in the Reinhardt spot here on this unit for now. Here's Rodriguez. Far boards out the line. Ekblad there. Ekblad across to the right point. Long shot. He scores from out at the right point. Ekblad put it to the net. Barkov was right in front. And the Panthers take a 5-0 lead. A power play goal. A deflection from the captain.
Yeah, that's good.
At what point did you start thinking, man, I hope Bob can get the shutout?
Because that's all I thought about in the third period.
Right.
It's like it was the only thing I was really like, at that point, you knew it was over. So you're just like.
Based on what he did on those couple of odd man rushes between him and Gus Forsling, he deserved the shutout.
Oh, for sure.
He got put in a couple of tough spots and came through big time.
Literally a couple of spots, because then the rest of the game, he was just like, I'm so bored right now.
Wait, they only have like 18 shots?
17. And I think like 8 of them were in the third period.
Right.
When the Cats were like trying to just be like, dude, you know how like bad it was when they got on the power play and Marchand had 2 shots on goal and they had none?
Right.
I was like, this team is.
I'm like, wait, they had in the offensive end shorthanded for like 30 seconds. I'm like, who's on the power play?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, the Cats are just like, wee. It was something. The Cats will try and put a death grip on it on Saturday night back in their barn, but they look like.
I'm still not. Like, I know the way this is going, and I understand your sentiments.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, in hockey, it ain't over till the team wins four, because we saw it last year. They were up 3-0.
While I agree with, I understand what you're saying.
Hockey is hockey.
Leroy, first of all, they've gone four straight road games with five goals or more. Okay.
I know.
I know you and I maybe not the biggest hockey aficionados, though we've been watching them a plenty. Let's be real about it. This is the worst team we've seen them play in the playoffs.
Yes. Yes. It has.
Which isn't surprising, by the way. The Cats were in a good division, and the playoffs in the hockey, kind of stupid. And they were set up to take on two teams they were basically in a dogfight in all year. And you took on a Lightning team that has a lot of skill, a Leafs team that everybody thought this was going to be their year. I don't think this team's in the Leafs zip code as far as talent.
Right. I think based on what we've seen, this Hurricanes team, this Carolina Hurricanes team, looks like the Panthers team 3 years ago when they won the President's Cup.
Yeah.
But didn't really play defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this team looks. But, yeah, I feel good about how they're playing, but it's still hockey, man.
I don't know, dude. This team, Leroy, I mean, like, since overtime in the last series, with the run Bob's on right now, I mean,
maybe that was a wake-up. Like, dude, we almost went down 3-0.
You know what, like,
let's get our bleep together.
They got to try something on Bob. What do you mean? I don't know, shoot it high or something. Like, what? Oh, he hasn't done. Did you not see him do the ninja save with no stick?
Yeah, that was great.
Look, I don't know. You just got to try. Because they basically have. These are their goals right now. A cheating kick goal, okay? And, like, a meaningless power play goal at a game where they were getting beat 5-1 the entire time. Other than that, good luck, Carolina.
Yep.
Take a break. Back with more after this. Oh, baby. Celebrating a Cats victory today. Panthers win 5-0 last night in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. Bob's third shutout of the postseason. Get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Galaxy vibe, quite nice.
Yep.
What a time, man. Man, Leroy, how good were those crowd shots yesterday? I mean, they go and they just go to sad.
This is what I saw.
Just laid back in their chairs, so upset, infuriated. It was crazy. And I was watching some of the – I love watching the Canadian intermission reports in between, too. And Buddy, who they got on that set, I don't know who he is, but he looks like hockey. And he's just like, I think they should just get Anderson out of there just because it's going to break him mentally for this. And then they were totally – like, he gave up 3 goals on 5 shots. And none of them – like, they were all deflections and, like, his team being lethargic. I felt terrible for their goalie. Because he's just sitting there going like,
we've seen that.
Excuse me.
We've seen that with Bob.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they were like, I'm worried about his mental health. I'm like, wow. That's like you're, and they eventually did. They pulled him after two. They were just like, all right, hopefully Anderson can reset, refocus. I doubt it, but hopefully he can.
I mean, if you the guy that's been through it can't do it, new guy ain't going to be able to come in and just
pick I mean, he's up. Not new. He's a very good goalie. It's just.
No, I mean, new goalie coming in the third period.
Oh, yeah. He had no
action on that day.
No, he had no problem.
How the hell he going to be able to follow the puck?
You go out there.
I don't want to go out there. The Panthers are coming.
Verhaeghe, Tkachuk. I will say, I think the biggest thing for me yesterday, other than Reinhardt's health, which is numero uno, is, man, Tkachuk looked good. I mean, he looked the best he had since the Tampa series.
Right.
Flying all over the place, being a menace. Yeah,
Marchand, man. Marchand's all over the place.
Do you think Tkachuk gets a call from Mama Tkachuk after the game or a text and be like, will you stop chewing on the stupid mouth guard like it's a piece of gum and just like...
It's something that I promise you, if you show pictures when he was hanging out with Tatum, he was chewing them up. It's a habit. It's something that you do, you pick up early in your hockey career or football career or whatever, and you always do it.
Pretty wild. Dade South says they have Sportsnet highlights on YouTube. The call is so much better. I don't doubt it. The thing that was funny with the broadcast though yesterday is like they're all looking at the Cats. This isn't as annoying as the pro Toronto TNT broadcast and the ESPN broadcast, where they very clearly were pulling for the Leafs. This one, it was like, you got a little bit of like, all right, well, let's just respect a great team. They're a champion, and this is what we're watching. But then they're also just like, holy crap, like, how do you figure this out? Like, what do? You have Olchek who's on there, and he's basically like, I guess you got to maybe try and take out Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm like, are you calling for a hit on the goalie, sir? Like, they did that. They tried that the last game.
He's ordering the code red.
He's ordering the code red. I'm like, what is this, Scalabrini? What are we doing? Unbelievable.
But I don't think the players want that smoke.
I don't think they do either.
If you go mess with Bob, before you even get to the polar bear, there's a couple of other guys that want to have words with you.
I'll tell you who's his bouncer is Tkachuk. Tkachuk, like, I don't let you mess with him. Like, he's always going to be there around to defend Bobrovsky. He's always talking to the refs. You want to know why? Because how do I put this? Tkachuk's got an eye for Tkachukness. So he goes, hey, he's doing what I do. He goes, what do you
mean? Little drive-by.
Yeah, little drive, wing. Little chicken wing.
Like, you see how that's how it is playing a running back. Like, you get chicken wings pushed. Everybody talk trash. You know what I mean?
The other thing, too, is, though, like, Bob wasn't even, like, he's gloving everything. He's so calm. And he goes, let's go to the faceoff because they're going to screw it up anyway. Like, who cares? No rebound.
The worst one is when you see Bob cover up something,
mm-hmm.
but the puck is, like, right over there.
Oh, he had one of those, yeah, where he was like, and you can see the eyes light up. He goes, oh. Because, like, when a goalie makes a stop, but they don't know where the puck went. The bug-eyedness that reaches them is a sight to behold. My favorite thing has become though now after the Panthers kick somebody's ass and they give the end of game montage is always going to the glamour shot of Sergei Bobrovsky showering himself with water. He looks like a goalie model. Like reminds me of like a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
He probably had to refill. Because he didn't get a whole bunch of action.
Bob's sitting there like Bob McAdoo with Sudoku in the crease. So, yeah. Let me know when you guys are coming back here. Oh, no?
You know, do you still – there's only one thing in hockey where except the odd man rush makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Every time the goalie goes behind the net and I see defenders coming –
Oh, Bob's been like, and Bob's been extra froggy with it the last five games.
Right.
He's been like, whoop. He's like backhanding it. He's like, right. You know what my favorite has become? When like they'll shoot and he's just smacking it outside the blue. He's just like,
right.
and he's in the zone right now, dude.
Or when they try to go across the zone and he just puts a little chicken stick out there.
Yep. Yeah. He's on, dude. He is in the flow right now. It's really right. Something to behold. Like he's been friggin' awesome. And like, look, I get it. You're right with the hockey thing. Like if they don't have Reinhardt, I'm nervous. I think they could handle them without him because
I'm not nervous because of the Panthers. I'm nervous because of hockey.
I think the Panthers have figured
and,
hockey
and
out.
And I just think hockey is a weird thing.
I think they own hockey.
I don't understand. How can you say that when you just saw them?
I just think they own hockey. I think they own it.
Okay, that's fine. But we just saw last year they were up 3-0 and then went to a game 7.
Yeah, and then that game 7 happened and they smoked them. Like they 2-1 filthy.
Again, they won the series. But I'm saying that is how I view hockey more than I'm like just no lead is safe. No, like,
but like
two
you,
up, three up.
They like, were down 2-0. They were down 0-2 to Toronto, and I was never nervous because I didn't think they played their best.
Right.
I don't think Carolina has much left to give. So, yeah, when we get, I'm not saying, hey, chalk up the repeat. Like, I know the West, like, either if it's Dallas or Edmonton, they're coming with some talent. Obviously, we know how talented Edmonton is. Dallas has a lot of firepower, but. Leroy, they just since that overtime win.
Yes, they've been unstoppable.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQM. Back up to this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a Friday. Oh, it was an easy ride today. I love a Friday ride in. Nobody there.
Before a long weekend.
Oh, and school's almost out. Oh, I can't wait till the no school travel. Oh, that's going to be good. Anyway, maybe I was too excited for that. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQM's contest page at WQM.com and enter. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. Cats win last night 5-0. Celebrating them here today. I got to tell you, you know, I'm only saying this because he's not here. But this whole Cats best team since the Big Three, or better than the Big Three, that's getting popular now. Frog Boy is like, and so I really can't believe like he got real estate on that early on that take, and now everybody's trying to hop on board. But we were talking about this a little bit. I was talking with Dan Day about this. He goes, man, this is crazy watching a team like this, because Dan was in New Orleans. He wasn't here for the Big Three. He goes, Is this what it was like? And I'm like, it was different because everybody in the nation really hated that Heat team. But I'll tell you the thing that's a little different about this team. This team went through its pains and they keep adding and getting better gradually, yes. Right? Like the Tkachuk point, the Tkachuk growth and the Tkachuk trade is always going to be this line of demarcation for them. The Big Three, it was kind of just like, boom, here you have the biggest team and in sports.
You have the three guys and we'll keep adding veterans around you.
Right.
But you're going to be the main course.
The thing with the Big Three, right? Pretty much every run that they had some type of drama and had some type of like angst. I really genuinely feel like the domination we're watching from this Panthers team right now, like this run they've had of road games, I don't remember the Big Three winning games like that, because especially in the playoffs. Yeah, they had the 27-game win streak. The thing with the Big Three is there would be games like against the Wizards where they, like what everybody's doing now with 15, that's very chic now. It was very special when you would do it back then. And there would genuinely be games where like the Heat would just pull games out of their you know what's, and you're just like, man, that's talent. But in the playoff runs, there was a lot of nervous moments. Like there was Chris Bosh. There was game two against Chicago. There was Chris Bosh going down with injury. There was, you know, LeBron having to go crazy in game six in Boston. You had to come back down from the Thunder series. Like all of these things, you know, all of these things caused a little bit of nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
This Panthers team is just like, every year they've, like, last year, up until they got to basically infamy, where they're like, oof, this team's coming all the way back, that you had to deal with, like, all right, this is, now you're in it. It basically, they hadn't been in the position to be down two games since what? this past game when they were down 0-2, they hadn't been at that point since the Stanley Cup final against Vegas, but you had already done this great feat because you were an 8 seed that got all the way there. You came back down 3-1 from Boston, so you dealt with it there. And then this thing has been crazy because it felt like every year now they're just demoralizing teams. They don't want to play them. Right. So while I don't think they're bigger, Schmeithen, who's like the big three was global, I'm not saying that they're bigger than the big three. That would obviously be wildly stupid. But what I'm telling you is the confidence that you have walking with those guys skating on the ice right now is amongst the most confident I imagine a sports fan has been down here with any team that has been elite, whether it be the big three or whether that be the 0-1 Canes, where you're just like, this is a formality. They're going to go put up, they're going to kick your ass in every which way. And the thing that is crazy about it, because you mentioned the fear of hockey, is hockey doesn't do blowouts like this very commonly.
I know.
And they've just kicked the teeth in of their opponents 4 out of the last 5. Like, that's crazy. Anyway.
It's one of those things where the Panthers are playing at such a high level right now, nobody they play can match it. And no matter how much they try, and you can change the game plan, you can change a whole lot of stuff. But the fact of the matter is that you can't do what the Panthers do. You can't beat them at their own game. Your game is based on speed and shots on goal. They're not giving you that space. And it's probably really frustrating for a Carolina team that's pretty much had their way all season.
Tate Sow says game 5 in 2012 was a blowout. It was. That was an embarrassing one for the Thunder. However, game 4 was quite scary because LeBron goes out with the cramps. And you needed Wade and Mario Chalmers to take home because, like, LeBron hits that big three. He can't move anymore. And that's a big scene because 2-2 is a lot different than being up 3-1.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm not saying they're at. They got to, first of all, they got to repeat to get to the big threes level. First of all.
It's different though. It's different because you're talking about a sport that's worldwide. In fact, you know, D Wade and LeBron and China and other parts of the world, Japan.
I'm not even talking about that though. I'm talking about pure dominance. I'm talking about the Panthers. It feels like now are getting to a point where you
watch, more dominant. They're more dominant than the big three.
It just feels that way. It just feels like they're sucking the soul out of these teams.
Right. Even the championships that the Heat, the big three went to, they never had an easy path. Like, even though they may have been the one seed,
probably their easiest path. Yeah, their easiest path was probably the final year. And they got to the finals against the Spurs, the rematch against the Spurs, and it didn't really take until game 3 where you're like, oh, the wheels fell off this team, and this Spurs team is obliterating them. Like, right. It kind of just came out of nowhere because that run before that, what was that? That was it Bulls? No, I think it was Bobcats, Nets, and the Pacers, who obviously they beat. The two previous years, they didn't respect them at all. I think that was like the fakest 7-game series ever. That felt like very much like the Toronto series, where it was like, oh, this team again, but you had no fear you were going to lose that series ever, and it had been 3 straight years. So I think once the Heat got to that year, everybody's like, there's no shot they're losing. Up until it got to the game 3, with the year, but the other, the, but those 2 years where they were trying to win it. You very much felt like, oh, they got to win this. You know, Paul George was coming on, and LeBron couldn't figure out Roy Hibbert for some reason. You know, like, there was always some weirdness or some injury that came up. The Panthers have some obstacles, but, man, this...
It's so deep.
This, but that's the thing, is, like, they got to add, like... They got to add like pieces along the way, like Ray Allen and Shane Battier, that helped. But you really need them because, like, the first year you had nobody. The Panthers were still damn good 2 years ago, and now they're adding Seth Jones and Marchand and Tkachuk to make you feel like, oh, Reinhardt's out, no bigs, which is a crazy thing to say.
Which is a crazy thing to say.
Even though I would please be okay, Ronnie. Because I think we need, like, I think in the West we would need him. I think we could get these two, Leroy, but I think he's, you know, Selke finalist. We need Rhino. Please be okay. Aho, you better be headed on a swivel, dude. I swear to God, if you hurt Rhino, I am going to be so mad at you. Take a break. We'll hear a little bit from Paul Maurice on the other side, get you caught up with your headlines. Celebrating the Cats here on a Friday. Back after this.
Welcome inside Lenovo Center here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers lead this best-of-7 series 1-0. Carolina Hurricanes control. Andrei Svechnikov didn't clear. Forsling in front of shot. He scores! Gus Forsling, 1:17 in. It's 1-0 Panthers. They cash in off the Carolina turnover.
And it might have been natural for us to take a little bit to get going tonight, and it was the exact opposite. It was an unreal start from us. No, the goals aside, just the way we played in the first period was as good as it gets, and it's just a hell of a road trip.
Takeaway for Walker. He'll give to the near side into the corner where Bennett blasts Svechnikov up the near side. Mikula holds the puck in. Cal behind the net, then Verhaeghe thinks about a wraparound on it for bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe took it to the front of the net. 8:19 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Panthers. Verhaeghe for Rodriguez on the right wing. Has Marchand cutting the net. Verhaeghe is shot. That's blocked again, this time by Martinuk. A shot, they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal! And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
We're a confident group, and I think we're just more excited to play for each other. And in the big moments, we have a lot of guys that seem to kind of rise to the occasion and enjoy playing in them. And yeah, I think a little nerves, but they're always good.
And the horn sounds. That's it for this one. A 5-0 Panthers win here in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers will head home up 2-0 in this best-of-7 series. 5-0, the Panthers take Game 2.
Everyone has fallen in love with this Panthers team, right? I mean, head over heels in love with this Florida Panthers team. Is it possible to feel love for a team the way you would feel love for your girlfriend, wife, fiance, spouse, husband, whoever it is?
Yes.
Like to feel emotional love, the love that's normally reserved for a human.
Oh. I believe I love my sports teams and I love my sports superstars, the people I'm a fan of. I think that love stretches much, much deeper on an emotional level for me than it does for anybody in my life. I don't know if that makes me weird to say that. Hawk, the only time I've ever cried in my life was when Dwayne Wade left the Miami Heat to go to Chicago.
I mean, you love Brad Marchand more than your fiance. You can say it.
I love Sergei Bobrovsky more than I love my own fiance. Yes.
That's fair. I think everyone is feeling that right now.
I feel comfortable uttering those words.
No, but this team, I'm just goofing around, but this team, is there a part of it that you don't like? Because I'm trying to do the only team I think certainly in, you know, that we've been around, because I wasn't here for the 72 Dolphins. So I'm not certain how many of the listeners were, but this team, the closest you can compare it to is the Big Three era of the Heat. Right. In fact, I don't think there is another comparison, because while the Marlins have won a couple of World Series, you didn't have teams that were together for a while that did it consistently. They were broken up. Was there anything about the Heat and their Big Three era that you didn't like? Because I'm having a difficult time finding any facet of this Panthers team that I don't like. You know what I mean? Like there's, you know, it's like when I was rooting for the Bulls when I was growing up, it was like some of Dennis Rodman's antics I didn't love. And I'm trying to think if there was anything, I mean, in the Big Three era, there are people, but they're going to rewrite history. There are people who are going to tell you LeBron, they never really took to him the way, like they're going to rewrite history now. I'm talking about when you're in the moment.
Mike Bibby.
I think maybe Mario Chalmers got people annoyed.
Mike Bibby. Bum.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Eric Dampier. Come on.
A facet of this Panthers team that I'm not madly in love with. You know what I mean? From like the front office to the coaching staff to the roster. Like what is it lacking? From a fan standpoint, you know what I mean? Like, what is it lacking? It's got great personalities. It's got winning, obviously. That's always going to trump everything. It's got winning, consistent winning. Winning in a fashion that you're proud of. I mean, you're watching that game last night. If you're a Panthers fan, I mean, you're on top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a second time where that Carolina crowd is just silent, forlorn, despondent. They didn't have a chance to cheer. they didn't have a chance to cheer. And I just wonder if there's anybody who finds a shortcoming in this Panthers team.
Hawk, I'm nitpicking here. I'm totally nitpicking because the other day we had Will Mantle on after game one, and I asked him, he's in Raleigh, I asked him, was there anything, because Paul Maurice even said that the game looked better on TV and the scoreboard than from the bench. And I just feel like that's something you do as a coach, like, I can.
It wasn't, there's a lot of things to correct.
Right. And okay, yeah, you won 5-2. I asked Will, is there any facet of the game, was there any part of the game where you said, okay, yeah, Carolina has a pathway to, you know, closing, narrowing the gap between them and the Panthers? And he said, no, like they don't have a weakness. So in terms of on the ice personnel, I'm just going with it, what everybody's telling us. The Panthers don't have a weakness, and it shows based on results. I'm nitpicking as a fan, though. I wish the Panthers were doing this and have had this stretch with their old logo, the cat.
I'm with that. That's a good call by you.
That's the and it's not even that their new badge, the new FLA with the Panther. It's not that it's bad. It's not like the Dolphins who just tanked their entire brand and image. It's not. The Panthers did a really good job with it, but there was something about the OG cat logo.
Totally agree.
And if they were doing it with that logo, it would just be that much more badass because they were the best jerseys in maybe pro sports or definitely up there, certainly in South Florida. But again, I'm just being a bleep hole nitpicking as a fan.
That's one of the best sports takes I've ever heard you give. That's honestly one of the best sports takes I've ever heard you give.
It's why you pay me.
That cat leaping out is one of the most iconic badass logos. I don't know why they ever changed from it.
Mm-hmm.
And had they been doing this the last three seasons with that logo, it would have made it even that much better. That's a great sports take.
And they've brought them back. You know, they wear them as the retros. I bought one. Jimmy has a raggedy-ass one that he stole from his brother from 1997. Like, we all rep the old-school logo, but that's it. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I take issue with.
You, of course, were responsible for one of the worst sports takes of all time. It was yesterday, right before noon, when you texted me the Panthers should think about trading Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah, I seem to be stacking some of these bad Panthers takes.
Because the one before that, you had suggested Brad Marchand was going to be a playoff bum.
I also suggested benching Sergei Bobrovsky after one loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
You did. Now, yesterday when you suggested to me that they trade Matthew Tkachuk because he hadn't done much so far in the playoffs, I immediately bet him last night. I parlayed Tkachuk to score a goal, which he did, second goal of the game, with over 5.5. It was 4, I believe, in the second period.
It was.
And I sold the parlay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
So, because I won. So, because it didn't go over 5.5, by the way. I would have lost the parlay.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought Panthers are going to kind of shut it down. They don't need to push. And because the deficit was so large already, I figured Carolina's not going to pull a goalie. What's the point? Like, what's the point of losing 6-0 if you're losing 4-0? And Bobrovsky wasn't letting anything in. So it was a $25 parlay. Would have paid $117. They offered me $80 when Panthers were up 4-0, and I sold the parlay. It was one of my best gambling moves of all time because I would have been sweating out that last few minutes just hoping for some sort of junky goal to get past Bob, which I didn't want to root for because the Panthers weren't going to score anything. I literally would have been rooting for a junky goal to get past Bob. But remember, I've got a future for Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
The more shutouts that he can stack, the better I am. In fact, that bet, I'll tell you my two active bets right now. So I won the parlay by selling it yesterday, but I've got two live bets. Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe at plus 1500. It's a $50 bet. So it pays $800 for my $50. They're offering me $160 right now,
man,
on the $50 bet.
It's not bad.
And then I've got Panthers to win the Stanley Cup at plus 500. That's a $100 bet. So it would pay out $600, which is a $500 winning, your $100 back. They're offering me right now $271.43. So I could cash out those two bets right now for over $400. Or can let them ride. We're looking at about $1,400. I'm letting them ride, baby.
Yeah, let's go. Have some guts. I love that.
So we'll talk a little Panthers today. Mike Cugno is going to join us. They have a new post-game tradition, by the way. Did you see they shoot the rats?
Man.
At Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I love that.
Paul Maurice, I think it was Jameson Olive, tweeted out, Count Paul Maurice as a fan of the Panthers' new post-game win tradition of shooting rats at Brad Marchand. Quote, they're shooting them as hard as they can. They're not flipping them. It's funny as hell. That's Paul Maurice. Love that guy. So we'll talk some Panthers today. We got a lot to talk about today. NBA playoffs as well. We've got our final pair of Marlins tickets to give away. Pair of tickets to see the Marlins and the Giants May 31st, South Florida Black Legacy Day at Lone Depot Park. Keep listening. We'll give away those tickets sometime before 6 o'clock. And Solana and Jake from State Farm will hold down the fort there in the studios. Before you know it, it'll be Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, well, what is that, like your Sunday red outfit, Jimmy? Is that what you use to watch Tiger Woods
your
on
Tiger,
Sundays?
Your Tiger still in contention?
Yeah, man, crossing my fingers.
For those of you who didn't listen earlier this week or missed out on it, Crowder has been gone all week. His father passed away early this week. I mentioned it a couple times. I'll mention it again. We put it on social media as well. But Crowder will be back soon. But his father, Randy, who was just a great character on our show and also a great dad and grandfather, Randy Crowder, played for the Dolphins, played for the Buccaneers as well. Randy Crowder passed away at the age of 72 earlier this week. That's where Crowder has been. And we've expressed our condolences to him. So have many of the listeners via social media and the text line. And he appreciates everyone's well wishes. And he'll be back with us before you know it. All right, let's get headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So they're up 2-0. They steal both in Carolina, the Florida Panthers. Man, Hawk, can we stop referring to Carolina as the Hurricanes? Because they're not really playing with the veracity of a hurricane. Like,
with the what?
The veracity. Ferocity.
To be fair, that's ferocity. A tough word.
Yeah. Well, it's really not. If you use it correctly, it's ferocity. You were kind of combining veracity, which is not a word that you would use in that situation, with ferocity. You made it veracity.
Right.
Yeah, ferocity.
Right. I think my F's just have a little too much V in them, but I was using F. I was using the
gotcha.
F. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You ever heard me say another F word? I'd like to use it at you right now. Can we rebrand them? Like, I don't know, the Carolina disturbance in the Atlantic.
It has not been a storm by any definition from the Carolina Hurricanes. I talked about it after the Knicks game. You know, we talked with Coach Larrañaga yesterday. Like, can something like that carry over? I don't know if this was carry over from game one or not, or if the Panthers are just that damn dominant. But you tell me the moment Carolina Hurricanes fans had a chance to cheer and feel good about their team last night.
There was
no moment. In 60 minutes of hockey.
No moment.
Not a moment. That's wild.
Told you, man. It's the Lenovo Center. Curse of the Lenovo. Rebrand that. The Lebozo Center.
Keep swinging.
That was a good one.
Yeah, was but it? Hawk, if Jimmy's in my camp, I don't feel good. Jimmy, why don't you tell Hawk what you texted me? What you texted me yesterday after the Cats went up 4-0.
I texted Hawk this too, that Raising Cane's should just drop the word Cane's from their name in Raleigh.
You nailed it.
His text to me was, the Raising Cane's in Raleigh needs to drop the word Cane's out of embarrassment.
I know that he texted you that because he sent me a screenshot of it. And you responded with a ha-ha.
Yeah. Yeah. But if all you give somebody
is a ha-ha. I don't give Jimmy
ha-ha,
any leeway on our texts. You also texted him. He texted you. YouTube is clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a problem with the picture last night?
No. This has to do with our show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did not.
I thought, you know, and again, I watched it on the DirecTV stream. When he sent me your screenshot, I was like, oh, I wonder if Solana's got the same thing I do. I felt like the picture was muddy last night.
No.
I didn't feel like it was a crystal clear picture.
No, I had a good, I mean, your internet stinks. But no, I had a pretty good picture yesterday. Clear-ass picture to watch the Canes get their asses kicked.
I've tried on the text thread with Jimmy, just the one I have with him solo, to get him to bite on my sarcastic answers again. Because, you know, when he texts me like terrible, and I know what we're talking, and I'll just go, what are you referring to? And I'll be like, you know, the goal that was, you know what I mean? Like, so last night he texts me, they made that look easy. So I responded, who? And he said, not going to fall for that again. About that.
We really are terrible friends because Jimmy just wants in-game banter, but neither of us give it to him. Neither of us give him the pleasure.
I give him some. He texted me game one. I'm looking at the history of the thread. He texted me game one. We are putting up a clinic. I responded, what do you mean by that?
I mean, he just wants...
Which is always funny. But again, he said, I'm not falling for your sarcastic trap again.
I mean, he wants a little banter in the game, Hawk. He wants somebody
to... And who
to...
doesn't? I got a million threads going during the game.
But we just won't give anything to Jimmy. Nothing.
I try to catch him constantly. What do you mean by that?
Who wants to be in a text thread with Jimmy for Panthers content? Text us. We'll put
you
in
a text. We're going to do an online contest, give away Jimmy's cell phone number. Also, if you have a claim for a car accident, you call him. Jimmy from State Farm.
You're not wrong, though, Hawk. The Panthers held the Canes to just 17 shots total on goal. At their lowest.
They were chanting, shoot the puck.
Right. They were chanting, shoot the puck throughout the entire second period.
That's crazy.
That was their lowest total, the Hurricanes, the Carolina rain showers, in any game since October 23rd, 2014, and their lowest single game total in the playoffs since June 17, 2006.
I mean, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Your home crowd is chanting, shoot the puck at you. You know what I mean? Like, that's reserved for a team that starts 2-11 and doesn't know how to play hockey.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the bleeping Eastern Conference Finals. You've got home ice advantage. Your home crowd is chanting, shoot the puck, because you're not shooting the puck.
Game 3 is tomorrow night at the Amerant Bank Arena, and I'll remind you every hour, but Game 4, Monday, I know it's Memorial Day, Hawk is going to be out there, right? You're going to be live from Amerant Bank Arena.
And the horn sounds. That's it for this one. A 5-0 Panthers win here in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers will head home up 2-0 in this best-of-7 series. That is 6 career playoff shutouts for Sergei Bobrovsky. Turned away all 17 Kane shots tonight. 5-0, the Panthers take Game 2.
Wow. As good as they are, man, I didn't expect this in Eastern Conference Finals in the first two games on the road. But it is official ass-kicking so far, and now coming home for games 3 and 4. Saturday and Monday at Amerant Bank, better known as Jerry's House these days. Everything's good, man. You put your name on the building, it's good. The bank is good, and the team is really good. It's a hell of a combination going on right now with them. And from Vinny Viola, the owner, making it free. He wasn't here to be cheap, wanting to spend whatever we need. I just want to win. Bill Zito, Paul Maurice, and right down to the core of players that they've signed and what they add. It's just incredible. And playing the system has just been unbelievable. 4 power play goals in 2 games now after that was the one thing. They were penalty killers, and they haven't been able to do it so far. Boy, they're nothing's working right now. Nothing is working for Carolina, including being down 3-0 after the first period last night. So 14 straight Eastern Conference losses. That'll stick in your brain for a while for some of those guys been around for that. Holy smokes. And by the way, we know firsthand when you have a number that continues to grow, all people do is talk more and more about it. It doesn't go away. Does not go away.